When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. Joseph of Arimathea, an honorable counselor, which also waited for the kingdom of God, came and went in boldly unto Pilate and craved the body of Jesus, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulchre, and departed. And there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night, and brought a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 pound weight. Then took they the body of Jesus, and wound it in linen cloths with the spices, as the manner of the Jews is to bury. Matthew 27, verse 57, Mark 15, verse 43, Matthew 27, verse 60, John 19, verse 39 through 40. Joseph of Arimathea secretly followed Christ, as Nicodemus met with Jesus by night. For both wealthy men, being members of the Sanhedrin, were caught up in Israel's bondage of the religious mindset. And after this, Joseph of Arimathea, being a disciple of Jesus, but secretly for the fear of the Jews. John 19, verse 8. God exposes how bondage will have a stronghold on Israel by the marriage of Hosea. Hosea the prophet was commanded by God to marry Gomer, who was a harlot. His marriage provides a close resemblance to Israel, who was guilty of spiritual adultery. Then said the Lord unto me, Go yet, love a woman beloved of her friend, yet an adulteress, according to the love of the Lord toward the children of Israel, who look to other gods, and love flagons of wine. Hosea 3, verse 1. Hosea took Gomer in as his wife. In private, he always referred to her as Gomer. To the public, she was known as the harlot. So he went and took Gomer, the daughter of Diblaim, which conceived and bare him a son. Hosea 1, 3. Hosea's marriage to the unfaithful Gomer illustrates God's covenant relationship with unfaithful Israel. Israel, like Gomer, was unfaithful and went to practice prostitution.